This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Dead End Hip Hop, DE365. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. Today, we are talking about 1K Few and Zaytoven, Pray for Atlanta. First time, I never heard of 1K Few. The reason why I put this on here, Ken, was Zaytoven. I put it on here because I saw Zaytoven's name attached. Also, did you know that this is categorized under Christian? Look at it. It's not hip hop rap. It's considered Christian. I don't know how or why, but yeah. Look, I'm going to read what it says on Apple Music. It says, on Pray for Atlanta, 1K Few infuses his rhymes with the Lord's spirit, teaming up with another ATL legend on the project, producer Zaytoven, to handle the beats for every song. This cohesiveness gives the album a sturdy sound built around Zay's mournful and melodic piano lines and trap drums. For his part, Few coasts his melodies in his auto-tune, outlining the ways in which the city has inspired him to become the man he is today. On him, Zaytoven chops up an alien vocal sample to accent his menacing piano line, underlining 1K's story of dedication and triumph. Here, the rapper taps into his trap roots, but elsewhere, like on Heaven, he showcases an ability to weave moving ballads rooted in faith. On that cut, he has only one desire from listeners, requesting, if I pray for you, city, just pray for me too. I don't know if I would consider this Christian music. Cause I that's not where I would put this. To me, this is hip hop and R, like this is hip hop rap. This is new era hip hop rap.
Yo, that's crazy,
right? And you know, it's like I want to look at it through that lens, but I can't because my ears is not matching what I just read. Like it's just not. But I will say this though, Ken. This project is something that I would turn my nose up to for a lot of different reasons. It seems songy. It's the new commercial. His voice, the tone, the pitch of his voice is not what I typically like. But I don't know what it is, Ken, and I cannot fucking explain it. I like this project, bro. And it might be Zaytoven because I do like the beats. The beats on here, I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then the first two songs, nigga had Pastor Troy, nigga had Young Dro. And I'm like, hey, Zaytoven and Dro, I need a project. Zaytoven, because Dro, I don't know what the hell Dro was on, but he sounded great on that joint. He sounds, especially like on Fire. To me, I hear Lil Baby how I would want Lil Baby to rap. I like 1K Few, Ken. I don't know why, because I ain't supposed to. This is not what I typically bump in my whip. But 1K Few and this Zaytoven Kid, Pray for Atlanta, I'm bumping this in the whip.
I actually, before you even put it on, I had listened to it. Before you put it on the list, because I saw Zaytoven.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's nothing out. Let me see what Zaytoven's doing and who is 1K. So I definitely went in. I only went in for Zaytoven. I didn't care what 1K Few did or didn't do on the project. I wanted to hear his beats. But when we ready, I was like, damn, we ready. That's a nice record. So we might got something here. Pastor Troy came on, did his thing. Favorite Trapper, Young Dro, you already spoke of him. I was like, dang. The rest of it was okay. I think On Fire was good. Let Go, Let God was catchy, which was interesting now that I know that this is a Christian album. On Fire was good. I like that joint too.
Doghouse, the beat on that is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you in terms of like this style of rap, his voice, et cetera, et cetera. you know, after a while, it's just like, all right, man, golly, this, it wears on me. But I was surprised, bro. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised, mm-hmm. like, how listenable this was, mm-hmm. you know. And now that that this is Christian hip hop, my mind is blown. Because I remember on the second track, like, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was just, I didn't think anything of it. Let go, let God. I didn't even think anything of it. I thought he was just on some street shit.
Yeah.
Man, now I gotta. I mean, he had Young Dro rapping about God, bro. Bro, I cause when you were talking, I just pulled up the lyrics when Dro mm-hmm. was rapping. I was like, yo, this dude really isn't rap. He's talking trap stuff, but he's really not.
Yeah.
Bro, this dude said, what is it? Preaching? I pull up preaching. I'm at the church with all my thugs. What? Yeah. Trap back jumping. Hallelujah. What? They don't even shout amen. They be like, let's go. What? What?
Yeah, Ken. If this is, we always had an issue with Christian music, the secular sector, because it's like you already have like a built-in fan base. I 100% agree with Mike. You have a built-in fan base, and it's like everybody's rapping about this one thing. This don't feel like that.
No. He said, tell the Lord I'm a really big fan. That's what Dro said. He said, I got to listen to it again because I got to really process what I'm hearing. But it makes so much sense because we review Christian rap on Dead mm-hmm. Hip Hop. So mm-hmm. that stuff is corny. It's hard for them to really catch something. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to be contemporary, like modern.
Yep.
And he managed to pull that off. So 100%. Now you're giving young people that go to church a sound and a style of rap that's totally in their lane.
You cannot make fun of somebody listening to this. Because you pull up to some of that secular shit, man, nigga, turn that shit off. Niggas gonna tell you, turn that shit up.
And wouldn't even know it.
And wouldn't even know it, Ken.
Wouldn't have a clue, because I didn't. I had no clue. So I think that's, I'm fascinated by that. And there's a lot of money in that church space, bro.
Hey, look, I think, you know, who's like the pioneer? Like Lecrae. I think Lecrae is the most technically gifted rapper that does Christian music. But he ain't vibey. You know, this nigga here,
he appeals to the younger.
Yes, he can cross over. People will look at Lecrae and be like, oh, bro, you trying too hard. You can't say that about him. And the fact that he's still rapping about street shit, but it don't come off preachy. He's not preaching to you. You know what I'm saying? Like he said on Heaven, you know, and I know I read it in the thing, but like listening to the track, you know, I pray for Atlanta, so I just want you to pray for me. Like that's not, it's not preachy. That's just being honest. Like he puts on, like this sounds like Atlanta, Ken. Sound like Atlanta. The beat sound like Atlanta. The subject matter is Atlanta. It's just like, and that's why, like, before I even knew that this was Christian, Ken, I was like, bro, I like this for what it is. And I don't know why. And I don't know why. Even the dude Huncho on Yesterday, I'm not a Huncho guy. Like, I don't know why he has so much popularity. But I like them on that. Like, Ken, look, when it comes to the features, I liked Huncho on there. Jekyllin' Carr, good. Young Dro, in my opinion, amazing. Pastor Choi did his thing. A on the features, Ken.
B plus plus
for me. Okay, okay.
Yep. Huncho was all right.
I liked them on there.
Yeah, I got you.
The production is an A.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, hands down. Easy.
Zaytoven did his motherfucking thing on here. The rap and singing. It's an A, Ken.
Mm.
It's an A.
I mean, I don't like this style. I don't think he was bad. So I'm gonna just go B.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a B because he made that style and sound that I don't like enjoyable.
Yeah.
So, but if he wasn't able to do that, then we would be down in the seas.
I feel you. Trust me. Overall, this is an A. Mm. This one probably gonna hit the recap, Ken. I remember when I was at work when I first cut this shit on, and I was helping a customer, and like I was trying to hide my face on the first two tracks. Mm-hmm. What the fuck going on? So when I was done with that person, I restarted and listened to it. And I said, bro, what the fuck is going on here? Why I like this? And then it was like I was on my lunch break and I listened to it. Like, and I'm like, bro, this is, I'm not supposed to like this, but I like this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm at a B. I think it's a very solid project.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no, I think it's a very, very solid project. That's surprisingly.
Yeah. Look, if you saw the name and was like, man, fuck that, this dude sitting in the front of a church, you know, we are in the goddamn Bible Belt, so it is what it is, and I just cussed before I said Bible Belt. It is what it is. But if you saw this and passed it, I strongly encourage you to stream it at least once. Like, hey. Even if you're a hip-hop head, you may not like it, but this isn't, I don't know.
Like Christian rap, bro. Like you won't feel like you've been preached at or hit over the head with it. And I think that it feels like it's a difference to me.
Yeah. And also, it's not, like, the content isn't outlandish. Because, you know, some of these trap, quote-unquote, trap rappers, all you do is talk about your Ice fucking somebody else's chick, this, that, and the third.
That's not on here.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I don't know if this is going to, is anybody talking about this?
No, nah.
They need to.
Nah, they're not.
They need to. This is a really good project. Really good project. But
I'm telling you, man, look, this shit bumps into.